Give us time, like, yeah, like this is second. Ricardo. Hey, this is Chandler.
Trump.
And then, so that way, so we can understand what.
Holy shit.
What the fuck?
What?
Holy shit, Kale.
Dude, what's going on? What? Stop
you,
it!
You sound like Kermit the Frog!
You're
I wanna do this cold open!
Okay, well, I'm Ricardo. Chandler, say hi.
Hi. I'm Kale, this is episode 3.
Jesus Christ.
So...
I wasn't expecting that.
Sorry. Kermit the Frog here.
That's pretty good.
That is actually very good.
Patrick Mahomes here.
Oh, jeez. I didn't know you had a Kermit the Frog, Kale.
I can do many more. Oh, boy. Huh? Oh, golly.
Dude, I am shit at impersonations. I cannot do any. That was totally accidental. I was just trying to sound silly. Dude, that's probably how voice actors come up with characters. They're just like, what is a good voice for this mood? And they do a silly voice and they just stick with it. And that becomes like a character.
Yeah.
Man, I've always wanted to be a voice actor, but I've never had the ability to just come up with like characters, you know? Like just like be like, what is a guy who's like really mad about his math score because his teacher's a dick, and then but he like goes home and like has a really chill bonding experience with his parents? What would that guy sound like?
My everyday life in high school.
Yeah, and then they come up with like a good teenage guy voice, and it's like, wow, that's a good teenage guy voice, you know? Like I just can't like conceptualize that sound and make it with my voice. Like some people can. There's like really talented voice actors out there.
Yeah.
Kale, we need to come up with a good character, a good voice that you can do, an original, a Netflix original, but your voice.
You know. Okay, so on Big Mouth on Netflix, I'm sure I know Ricardo. You watched. I don't know if you did or Chandler.
I know of it. I've not seen it.
It is good.
Okay, you know the old monster, like was Coach Steve's monster?
Yeah, the one that was like dead.
Yeah. What are you gonna do?
Oh my god.
Oh, boom. Come on.
Dude, that is spot on. Chandler, I wish you knew how spot on that was.
I believe it.
Did you just like one day you're like, let me try doing that, and then you did?
Oh, like, my fiance Maya, and we just got done watching it. I did it. And I was like, what the fuck? It was pretty funny. We were laughing about like 10 minutes, right?
Oh man, I wish I could do that. So, a little while ago, me and Logan is another one of our friends who made. Be on this podcast sometime in the near future, and Kale, we're enthusing about starting a band someday. And Chandler, you and I used to play music together,
yes.
Semi-frequently, and we even did some open mics together. So I play guitar and I sing. Logan plays guitar and he sings, and we needed someone to play percussion. So we were like, Kale, you could totally do that. You would just have to learn how to play piano and drums and stuff. Mm. Now, Chandler, you play piano and drums as well as like ukulele and a couple other random little toys and knickknacks and stuff. How hard do you think it would be to learn guitar or learn drums without ever touching piano?
Learn drums without touching piano?
Yeah.
I don't think it'd be that hard.
You don't think so?
No, I mean, it's just like I think drums, at least for me, I mean, I guess it's hard to say because I did have a background playing piano, but it kind of feels like one of those things where like you can pick it up pretty quick. Like, I mean, everybody listens to a lot of music, you know, you kind of have a good idea of like rhythm and stuff, and then you just sort of take it from there.
What's going on, Kale?
I just thought of the whole Kermit thing for a second.
It wasn't Kermit. It wasn't Kermit. It was just a silly voice that I did.
Oh, shit.
So you don't think it would be too hard to do?
No, I think anybody can pick up drums. I mean, anyone can pick up any instrument, but I think drums is a good place to start.
Okay. Now, if Kale were to get a drum set, if he were to, you know, just be like, all right, I'm going to go in, what drums, what cymbals, whatever, do you think he should purchase first?
Oh, geez. I mean, as far as brands go, I don't know very much.
No, not brands. I mean, types of drums. Like
types of drums?
Kick, sure. Snare, you know, toms.
Yeah, I mean, you're just your standard. Like, if you have your kick, yeah, kick, snare, hi-hat, one, like, crash cymbal. You don't really need a ride. I mean, it's fun, but like just like crash hi-hat and then, you know, high low toms, you know, like that's probably all you need.
There's one song that Chandler and I used to do is another love song by Queens of the Stone Age. Mm-hmm. And so there was a couple parts of that song where there's like drum fills. So like one of the drum fills that we did is pretty similar to one that was on the show. So it'd be like a couple high toms and then a crash. So it's like do 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 do, and then you like go back into playing the song regularly. Now, when Chandler and I were first learning this song together, I had a really brilliant idea. I was like, Chandler, play that. Hit the one tom, but hit it as fast as you humanly can. So it was like the part where there'd be the drum fill where normally you'd be like do 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 do. I was just like, brrr. I don't know why I don't remember that. Dude, I think of that on a weekly basis. Because I think it was so fucking funny. Because like you're not at the time, you weren't a very like very strong drummer, percussionist. Right. And so, like, every time I watched you do that, I could see the struggle on your face of trying to keep up the right rhythm and tempo to, like, I don't know, it was like 16th notes or something. But it was like, and then crash, and then we go back into it. It was funny, but it actually sounded really good. Like, it sounded good in theory and in practice. I'm sure now if we tried it, it probably wouldn't sound as good, but back then I thought it did.
You know, when you mentioned Queens of Stone Age, right?
Yeah.
So, yesterday or the day before, I was gonna do something with this one song, and it's 6 and 7, so it's like my favorite Queens of Stone Age song.
Dude, that's a good ass song.
And I had this thing where if I listen to a certain song, I can't listen. If I like really like it, I can't watch the music video for some reason.
Same. Dude, because I am the exact
because
same.
Because if I do, it ruins it, you know? But I listened, for the first time I watched their music video for that song, and I was impressed. It was really good. It was like a little small Western movie, you know, kind of deal.
Yeah, they're desert rocks, so.
But there's been songs that, you know, it just made me like not want to listen to song more, like a Tech N9ne song, like Party the Pain Away. It was not what I would expect.
Dude, that's how I feel about literally every Arctic Monkeys song. Like I love the Arctic Monkeys. They're one of my top three favorite bands, and they have been for years now. Mm-hmm. I love their music. They're so like the lyrics that Alex Turner makes, and like the whole journey of them as a band from starting out as like, you know, like a band that plays like bar shows when they first started, to like being heavily influenced by Josh Homme of Queens of the Stone Age, and like changing their sound and then changing it again with Tranquility Base Hotel and Casino. Like, I fucking love the journey of those guys. But every single music video I watch of theirs is absolute trash. I'm sorry, I fucking hate it. It is such a bad production, in my opinion.
I feel like the only one I've seen was Do You Wanna Know, and it was not that bad, but...
Dude, every single one, I mean, because, like, I definitely hyped them up in my head. Like, I think that they are this, like, next-level band. You know, I really, really am a super big fan of them. And so I imagine that their music videos are going to be fucking like a knock, like a home run every single time that they make one. And then it turns out not to be. It turns out to be like okay or like really bad.
Honestly, I've never gotten into Arctic Monkeys.
I would recommend them. I would heavily recommend them. They have a lot of good music that I relate to, at least, I would say.
Yeah, I mean, I love AM, like the album.
AM is fucking fire. I'm not
as big of a fan of Hotel Tranquility Base Hotel or whatever it is. I don't like that one as much, but I don't know.
Dude, I like it because I've liked them for a while.
Yeah.
You know, like the way I see that album, I see it kind of like they are portraying the washed up artist. Like this it is supposed to be what is it called, a concept album of like what the happenings at this hotel casino on the moon. It takes place later in the century we live in now, when we have already like moved to the moon and people are living there, there's a lunar society and everything. That's the concept of the album. And so they're like taking the perspective of like a performer and like the various people around this hotel and casino on the moon.
Mm.
So like the whole, everything whenever I hear that, the album, I just imagine like a washed up artist that would normally be playing like every day, like 3 days a week in Las Vegas at like the MGM Grand or whatever, like some big casino, hotel, resort, whatever. But instead of being in Las Vegas, it's on the moon. And it's like such a cool, I envision that every time. So I imagine these guys are that band decades from now on the moon, and they've like made it, they're making money, they're just sitting easy and playing music on the moon.
Interesting.
Yeah. So I definitely have a different perspective on it, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess I didn't know that, that it was necessarily a concept album. That's pretty interesting, actually.
Yeah, that's why it has like spacey sound, where it doesn't sound like regular rock music. They like use like a note on a guitar, a note on a bass line, a piano key, and then, or a piano chord, or a couple, you know, notes or whatever, and then like a cymbal, and that makes one musical phrase, where it's like imagine like a song that goes like do 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 do, but each note is like a different instrument. So it gives it like a weird spacey sound, where like the sound is coming from all these different places at once, but it all makes one phrase in the music when it's played.
Interesting.
So like one point perspective, which is I think the second album or the second song off that album, it relies heavily on that. And there's a couple other songs off that album that does as well. I've dove pretty deep on these guys, so I know. I definitely am like a pretty big fan of them and can dissect it a little more, so
yeah.
But yeah, music's cool.
Another band that I really am into is probably System of a Down.
System of a Down's really good.
It's very, very good. I just wish they would come out with an album.
Chandler, have you ever given them a listen? They're really
cool. There's a chance that I've heard a couple songs because I know the name, but I don't listen.
There's a meme. So there's a meme. Chop Suey. It's like, wake up, grabbers, put on a little makeup, hide the scars, fade away.
Okay, I've heard that. Yeah.
That song's been memed like hella.
Okay. Yeah.
So yeah, that's like one of their. That's one of their biggest songs. Like another big one is like BYOB, Bring Your Own Bombs. They're a really political band. I think it was Green Day started like becoming a really political band, and then in response, System of a Down started shifting the way that they write their music to fit that, like, oh, we're gonna be a political band too. because Green Day was getting super huge for doing that, and then System like did as well, and of course they got super huge too.
But most of their music has been more of their political stuff.
Yeah, they just shifted more towards it is what is I believe.
Did,
what
when
I
you mean. Said B.O.B., did you say bring your bongs or bombs?
Bring your own bomb, but with a B.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what, that whole song is about, like war and all that stuff.
Yeah. And then there's a song called War, too. No pun intended, or ironically.
Yeah, that's a... Dude, that song has such a fucking awesome intro.
It does.
Where it's like... I can't remember who the guitarist is, but it's like...
Darian?
Darian. He's like playing like a bar chord. So it's like... Like, and it's just like... It just like comes off so quick. And then he does some like stuff where he's like palm muting it. It goes like... And then it just immediately goes into like headbanging metal music. Sounds pretty cool. Such a fucking cool song. Yeah.
My favorite riff that they have done is probably the ATWA.
Yeah.
Hey, you see me? That's so crazy.
Yeah.
All the world that seemed before me passing by.
Yeah,
and then it goes
just to like shit that you shake your head to. I heard recently a quote that punks are just hippies with teeth. So like they share a lot of the same beliefs, but hippies are all about the peace, love, and then changing the world. And then punks are like, yeah, fuck this shit. Let's rebel and change the world instead of being.
Yeah, it's basically the same.
Yes, it's the same. It's the same concept. It's just doing it with violence
instead of peace. Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah,
instead of getting high or smoking weed and chilling out, it's smoking weed and then like headbanging. So Chandler, since we're on the topic of music, what bands or artists are you really into right now?
Oh man, at least since this semester started, at first I was listening to I'm sure you all know who Kyle is.
Yeah.
Listening to a bunch of Kyle. I started listening to him like a while ago. I didn't even know, like, it was just this one song my buddy showed me called Sex and Super Smash Bros.
Yep.
Which is a super fucking good song.
Yeah, you put it on our playlist. By the way, basically all of us on this podcast share a Spotify playlist where we put music and, you know, like, hey guys, check out this song, but we don't say anything. It just magically appears on the Spotify playlist.
We haven't updated in a long time though.
Dude, I've updated it recently.
I put some
I just
on
forget to.
Yeah, it's fun to go. I'm the one who puts the most music on there.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
I have some good songs there. I have some songs I gotta add in there still, but...
Yeah, you gotta do that, man. We'll never know what you're listening to unless you put it on there. So, Kyle.
Yeah, Kyle. He's pretty solid. I mean, he's got, at least on Spotify, there's like three albums. And I mean, there's a lot of good in all three. Like, it's a pretty consistent style. And he's got a definite, like, sound that, like, no other rapper really has. The way he talks and stuff. You, like, listen to one song and, like, you either love it or you hate it, basically. Like,
yeah.
He's got like a very distinct voice, but just a lot of really, really good stuff. He just put out like a deluxe version of his album he released last year.
Nice.
And there's some new songs in there that are pretty solid songs. Yeah, so I've been listening to a lot of him.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. So what about any, is it mainly just Kyle, or are there any bands or other artists that you're into as well?
It's kind of been varied, honestly. I've kind of been listening to a lot of different, just like, not like one band as a whole, just a lot of different songs that I save. I end up just shuffling like my like songs a lot.
Oh, gotcha.
Trying to think if there's like any other like bands I've been listening to. Let's see.
Are you checking Spotify now?
Yeah, I'm looking. Trying to think. I guess I've been listening to Greaves quite a bit too.
Oh, yep.
He's a like a smaller rapper. I actually just went to his concert last month, which is pretty fucking cool. Yeah, that's about it. I mean, it's just kind of random.
Nice. And Kyle, we brought up Kyle, so that's why I said Kale. What about you?
As of late, been listening to a lot of rock, like hard rock.
Can you give some names?
Let's see, because if I give you names, I don't want this to, you know, the audio to mess. But I'll look. Let's see here. Let's see. Have you heard of the 10-second song guy on YouTube?
I have not.
He does a lot of like different styles in like one whole video of a popular song. So he did a System of a Down version of Bohemian Rhapsody.
Interesting.
And then he did
Yeah, I have heard that guy.
Yeah, I listened to him. And then Lamb of God, I've been listening to them a lot more lately. Zach Wilde, 100 Demons, Jackal, a lot of old school shit like Lynyrd Skynyrd and
you definitely have the most dadliest of music tastes out of all of us.
Oh, well, some of them I name were pretty hard rock.
Yeah,
like hard.
That's what the rock music that I imagine dad listens to. Dad and like classic rock.
And then I've been listening to some country like Cody Jinks and all that. I don't really like Florida Georgia Line that too much.
That's another reason why I think you have the dadliest music taste, because dads listen to country music.
And then rap wise, have you heard of Mike Posner?
Yep.
Yeah. I listen to a lot of his shit lately too. He's really good.
Dude, I only listened to him for Baby Please Don't Go. Like, Baby Please Don't Go.
I don't remember.
And then Cooler Than Me.
Yeah. Well, he has a song.
Oh, I heard that.
Yeah.
He has a song called hold on, I probably just passed it here. But if I remember that song, I'll let you know on it, but yeah.
Good talks.
Yeah, no, sorry. I'm just looking.
I've been listening to a lot of my, what are those called? The playlists that Spotify automatically generates for you.
Oh, daily mixes.
Yeah, like your daily mixes, your weekly releases. Yeah.
It's called Slow It Down.
Yeah. And then, oh, Slow It Down by Mike Posner.
Yeah. Yep.
Posner, Posner, however you say his name. And then, like, your daily mix one, daily mix two, daily mix three.
Yeah, I love those.
Yeah, so I've been...
pretty much get my taste spot on between all five.
Yeah. Like,
dude, they do not get my taste at all.
Really?
I'm kind of pissed about it, honestly. Like, a couple bands that I like that they group together are The Strokes, Arctic Monkeys, yeah. And there's another band that they usually group it with that I'm not as big of fans of, I mean. And then they play, like, a bunch of bands that... like the sound, like they play a lot of the White Stripes, the Raconteurs or Racketeurs or something like that. It looks like Raccoon and then Tours, like Entrepreneurs. And then and a couple other bands that are similar, and those just aren't my style. I definitely respect the sound and everything, but it's just not what I like. And so I'm like sitting there endlessly being like, block this song off the playlist, block this song off the playlist, blocking all of these songs. So I've been doing that for the past few days, and I'm hoping that after I do it enough, they will finally get my taste down, you know. But
yeah,
it's like finding a diamond in the rough, you know. Like I dig through a lot of dirt, and then eventually I find a diamond, and that's kind of how it is for me in Spotify.
It's pretty rare. Like even the one that it generates for you weekly, like the whatever it's called,
the release radar.
Yeah, something release radar, but there's the other one, just that it's not necessarily pulling new stuff, it's just pulling stuff that it thinks you'd like.
Yeah.
And it's pretty rare to for me to save a song out of there.
Yeah.
Maybe one out of the 50. Like, it doesn't happen very often.
Yeah. I definitely use it because it keeps things fresh. You know, for the past few months, I feel like I've kind of been in a music rut. So I'm using this to, like, try to dig my way out of it.
Yeah.
So hopefully I stumble across a new band that I can fixate on. I kind of, the way that I listen to music is I like fixate on several bands at once, and then one dies off and I grab another one, you know?
You know what I do? I usually go check the Discover Weekly if I want to find a new band.
Yeah, that's another one that I do too. I've been...
Yeah, that's the one I'm talking... Yeah, Discover Weekly, that's the one.
Yeah.
But hey, on Spotify, did you know our podcast is on Spotify?
It is. You can catch it there at Real Cool Labs on Spotify. Yeah.
All right, well, yeah, on the topic of music, it's kind of a leading question because I have a story, but what is your guys' opinion on Lil Pump the rapper?
He died.
No. That was Lil Peep. He went
that's
Lil
Peep. Shit, I always forget.
Yeah, he went a little sleep.
Yeah.
A little different. That one's different. Lil Pump is Gucci Gang. Like,
Gucci Gang.
The only things I know about Lil Pump is Gucci Gang and the song he did with Kanye, where it's like, you're
yeah,
such
I love
a
it.
Fucking hoe. I love it. That one. Yeah.
So based upon that, what is your opinion?
I think he's another one of the rappers that are like, you know, it like they are of their time, you know.
Yeah.
So like they I don't think he'll be knock on wood, I don't think he'll be like a rapper that sticks around for many, many years.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Kale?
Yeah, I would agree with Ricardo's little statement there. Personally, I don't like him. I think the song Gucci Gang is really retarded.
Yeah, I agree.
Gucci gang. Like, okay, it's like, yeah, you're just, you know, you're trying to flex on these hoes, but, you know, just.
Dude, Gucci Gang, but every time he says Gucci Gang, it speeds up by 2 times.
Yeah. That's gotta be a thing.
That has to be a thing.
It's almost for sure. I feel like I've almost seen that.
It's like Shrek, but every time he takes a step, it speeds up.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Okay, well, so I pretty much agree. Like, that's my assessment. Like, my roommates and I, like, will have had, like, jokes about, like, a Lil Pump, and we'll play, like, Gucci Gang ironically type of thing.
Right.
And just in general, like, from what I've heard, you know, and seen, like, it seems, I mean, he's, like, because he's, like, a kid. Like, he's younger than me. Like, I feel like he's, like, 18, maybe just 18 now.
Yeah.
Even. But just that... From I don't remember what it was, some news article or something that was talking about how he's just like reckless, you know, and like there's people who make noise complaints type of thing, mm-hmm. you know,
mm-hmm.
and so it sort of gave me this impression. So this is the story. So I over the summer, I got really, really tired of like working and doing school and stuff. So I decided that sporadically, because flights were really cheap on 4th of July, I got a ticket to go to California.
Nice.
For like a few days. And I went, I had to Uber a lot. And I ended up getting like a lot of like interesting Uber drivers. But for the most part, a lot of them are pretty quiet, you know, not super interesting. But I'm taking my last Uber. It's an hour from Anaheim to LAX. And I get in the car and it's this 60-year-old like Middle Eastern man. All right. So that's just to set the scene. So I mean, just this nice old man. And so we get in the car and there's like a minute of small talk. And he asked me the very same question. The 60-year-old man asked me what my opinion of Lil Pump is.
Interesting.
And I'm like, this is interesting. Like, I don't know what angle he's coming at me from. Like, is he just trying to gauge the youth? Like, what is, you know what I mean? Like, I have no idea, like, why he's asking me this question. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, I don't know. I mean, like, I don't like him that much. You know, like, it's not like good music to me. You know, he seems like a reckless, you know, person, you know, all this sort of stuff. So I get done explaining this. I spend maybe a minute explaining it, and the Uber driver's like, okay. He's like, well, 2 weeks ago, Lil Pump was sitting where you are right now.
Wow.
And I'm like, what? And he's like, Lil Pump was here right now and in my car 2 weeks ago, and he said that
He drove Lil Pump around like 4 hours.
Holy shit.
All night long, just wherever Lil Pump wanted to go, he drove Lil Pump around, and he said that, honest to God, Lil Pump is like the nicest young man he's ever met. Like, just the most polite, nice kid. And then at the end of the night, Lil Pump tips him $400.
Damn. Well, I mean, if I got tipped $400, I'd be saying nice shit about him too.
Yeah, that's true. But, and he showed me a picture. Like, this guy wasn't fucking lying. Like, there was literally a picture of this 60-year-old man and Lil Pump, like a selfie. It was the funniest shit.
Wow.
That's... I was like, no way. Like, that's, it was so funny. He had so many funny stories like that. But that one in particular, I was just like, no way. Like, is like the character Lil Pump plays just must be a different thing than the real person, you know?
Yeah, you see, I think they do it just to get views. Like, look at Tekashi 6ix9ine. He had kids in fucking jail. Look what happened. You fuck around too much, though. But if you're gonna, you got Lil Pump here, though, he does it for the views.
Dude,
right. Well, yeah, did, yeah. Okay, I, that's sort of
the real question here. Did you get a picture with the old man?
I did not get a picture, though, man. He gave me his business
card.
No pic
didn't
though.
Happen.
Yeah, picture didn't happen, dude.
I know. I didn't get the picture.
Damn. Shit didn't.
I'm
shit
not
didn't
famous,
happen.
Though.
That doesn't matter. He's famous. He's famous now.
He, to me, he is yeah. famous, yeah.
He should have just been like, and then just made like a really stupid face. Like, no, dude, my people on Instagram, they understand the face, and then you make a stupid face. And then you ask the him face. To make the same face. And be like, dude, all the kids will understand. They'll get it.
Okay.
They'll love it. And then you just have a picture of a man making a funny face.
Did he say where a Lil Pump went and shit? Or?
Probably not.
I don't know. He just said, like, he didn't really explain that. He did mention that one time he was driving. If you ever heard of Big Sean before?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I know who Big Sean
Yeah, he was
is.
Driving Big Sean around.
Nice. Wow.
And Big Sean actually invited him into a club with him. And nope. So the Uber driver went into the club with Big Sean.
Wow, that's cool.
And they were trying to get the Uber driver to drink. And the Uber driver was like, absolutely not. Like, it's my responsibility to, like, get you guys to sit around safely and stuff. And they, like, super fucking respected him for that. Like hardcore respected him for, like, not drinking.
Dang, son.
And so he said he has, like, gone into clubs with people before. But I don't know what Lil Pump is doing now.
Did he say, like, any other big names other than those two?
He did mention how there was one time he was driving this guy around. And the guy asked him, like, what the Uber driver's favorite movie was. And the Uber driver said his favorite movie he's ever seen all time because, and he said the reason, and I'll tell you what it is, but the reason is because there's no other movie he's ever seen that tells the truth like life really is. And he said his favorite movie is James Cameron's Avatar.
What?
And I've never seen that movie, so I have no
it's
idea what
movie.
He's talking about.
It's a good movie.
But this is a crazy story too. So this guy asks him what his favorite movie is. He says Avatar. The dude in the fucking passenger seat turns out to be someone who worked on VFX for Avatar.
Wow.
Like, wow. Got hired out of college, like one of the only young people they hired, like right out of college, to work on Avatar. And he became like, he was like one of the primary or lead people working on VFX. Wow. And just such a weird coincidence. And then they talked about it for a while, and then as the guy was getting in the car, he said, "You're really gonna like the next one."
Shut the fuck up. No way.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, no. Hasn't that been announced already?
Oh yeah, Avatar 2, 3, 4, and 5 are all announced.
What?
Yeah.
What? Okay, so we're gonna get Avatar 5 by the time I'm like 70.
2027.
2027 is Avatar 5.
Yeah, they've announced all four and dates.
Dang.
They're
setting a
yeah,
bar.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Setting a crazy amount of expectation that I don't know if they'll be able to meet.
Yeah, I have no idea. I need to see the first one still.
Dude, the first one, honestly, when I first watched it, I was a kid and I was just like, oh, this is cool. There's aliens. I haven't seen it as an adult.
Yeah.
You know, I can't remember how old I was when I watched it. That shit came out like a little while ago.
2009.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I watched it as soon as it got on DVD. Because I torrented it like a little shit.
So what, you've been like 12, yeah, 13?
Well, shit, right now I'm 22, about to turn 23. Let's say I'm 23. Yeah. So 10 years ago, I was 13. I was like, yeah, that's about when I started getting into that shit. I was heavily on 4chan at the time, so.
Fuck.
Yeah. I was fucked up from a young age.
So Chandler, has there been any big video games you've been playing lately?
Oh, I think lately it's been a lot of, I've been playing a lot of Smash Bros. And Mario Kart. Nothing like new big. I've been wanting to get like I don't know if you guys have heard of Untitled Goose Game.
Dude,
on the Switch.
I've been wanting to try that.
Yeah, I really want to get that game.
I've only seen one clip of it. But
I watched Donkey play it.
Yeah, that's what I watch.
Yeah, yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it looks so much fun, but one of my roommates got it and he said that it's only like a 3-hour game.
That makes sense. I mean, look at the concept.
Yeah. So it's pretty short.
What is it, like 20,
still,
30 bucks?
I feel like it's maybe 20 or 15 or 20, I don't know. Mm. It's pretty cheap.
It looks very nice. I like the visual appeal of it. And I like the idea that you're just a little shithead goose.
Yeah.
That goes around and like swings his dick around and shit.
Yeah, it's a funny, like the name is funny, like everything about it's like funny. So I'll probably pick that up soon. But
yeah, I was thinking about that.
What about you, Kale?
I've been sticking with that GTA, but
yeah,
lately I played Sniper Elite 4 the other day. That game's really cool. I like when I shoot somebody, you shoot them, and it takes a whole, like, it's like Blitz the League 2, the football game. I'm pretty sure you guys probably not played it.
I've played it.
Okay, well, you know how they show an injury?
Yeah, it does, like, the x-ray, and then you see the actual bone break.
It does that, but it shows where the bullet went through.
Oh, yeah. Logan plays a lot of sniper games that do that.
And then, what's another game I've been playing? Red Dead. I just talked about this in the last podcast with Dalton. I've been playing Red Dead. They just updated it, so now they're doing bounty hunters and some other stuff. Trader, and I don't remember what the other one was. Oh, collector. I've done a couple of bounties, and I was online doing a bounty. This is what I don't understand with people online that play video games. They kick you because for no reason. You're like, you know, you did nothing wrong. I literally caught the person, was about to take the person that we were doing a bounty hunt on.
Can you explain what this game is? Because I have no godly idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, me neither. Red Dead Redemption 2?
No, I thought you said The Collector.
No. This is a game mode on Red Dead Redemption 2 that they just added. Collector,
okay.
Bounty, and Trader.
That makes... Okay. I must have missed something along the way.
Yeah.
But anyways...
So, we're doing a bounty hunting mission, and I caught the person. I was about to take the person back to the sheriff's office, so we gotta drop them off. And then someone died because we had no like someone put it on the hardest level. I'm like, okay, that's cool. And you get no lives, extra lives. Someone died the first time. I was like, okay, what the hell? Second time. What the hell? But the same shit happened the first and second time. And then I get kicked out of the posse and everything. And it's like, what the fuck? When I did nothing wrong. I'm not the one. I'm not the same people died both times. But yet they stayed in the posse. I'm like, what the hell?
Are you sure that the person who rounded up everyone for the posse or whatever it's called didn't just disband so everyone got kicked?
No. I saw the posse still up.
Maybe they were in like a Discord call or something.
And... See, that's what I was thinking. I thought they were all together anyway. So okay, yeah. Cool. I don't care. And then Minecraft. I've been playing Minecraft.
Oh hell yeah!
Minecraft is fucking awesome.
Well, did you hear that Sony is going to allow cross platform playing now?
Yes.
No fucking way.
Yeah, they're finally in on it. They're finally in on
Dude,
it.
Dude, Kale, we're going to be able to play Minecraft together.
Yeah, so we're just waiting on the companies who own the game to do it. So like Mojang, Rockstar, and EA, and all that, et cetera, and stuff.
Right.
Microsoft, since they own Mojang or whatever.
Yeah, my buddies have a Minecraft server. We have, so we're waiting for servers to get up, so we don't have to wait for one person to get on and leave a PS4 on sometimes, so we can work on our stuff.
Yeah, dude. Fucking, I would be so about playing Minecraft with y'all. I have it on PC, so.
Well, see, you could do that with the Xbox and PC now.
I know, but not with you.
I used to have an Xbox when it came out.
I know you have a PS4 now, though.
Dude, you know, remember when bought me in fucking Minecraft?
Yeah, you never fucking played it.
I did.
Yeah, but, for a little bit.
But I never gave her $50 for it.
Oh, you didn't? Dude, it's only like $20.
It was $50 at the time.
Was it really?
Yes.
Holy dang.
What about you, Ricardo?
Dude, you know I've been playing old school RuneScape for the past like year.
Now, that's right.
I started playing it again. I mean, it's okay, just for preface. I used to play the shit out of this game every time I would visit my dad because my parents are shitheads and got divorced when I was two. So I would play it at my dad's house because he had a nice computer at the time. So me and my stepbrother Diego would go back and forth. Like, I play for an hour, he plays for an hour, and then whoever played first ends up playing last because of stupid bullshit like bedtimes. And right. And so that was a thing for a while. I never got far on it. My highest skill was probably like in the 40s or 50s, which even though 50 is half of 100, which the highest skill you can get to is 99 in anything, that's like not even close to being half. Because it takes more and more experience to get to every level and whatever. So I never got very far in it. Now, when I first moved to this city that I live in now, I didn't have a lot of friends, and I was just trying to like occupy myself essentially because I had a lot more free time. Just on the road to graduating college and working full time and everything. So I was like, you know what? Let's pick up this game. Let's pick up this game I haven't played in years.
Right.
And so I pick it up and I'm playing for a little while. I meet some cool people, and I've been playing with them since like January. And now it's October, so it's almost been a full year. I've known these people online in this game, and it's been really crazy. I'm getting really into it. I'm one of the more higher leveled people in the clan, is what it's called. The group of people is called the clan, and it's a lot of fun. It's all it is point and click, the game, but it's really good for having online friends and all of that stuff. We started a Discord and it's a good time.
Cool.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, RuneScape's one of those games I've never played, but it seems interesting.
It is essentially a point and click adventure game, but made into be an RPG MMO. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really cool, I think. I'm all about OSRS, which is old school RuneScape, over RuneScape 3. I tried playing RuneScape 3 like 2 years ago or something, or a year and a half ago, or sometime back when I was still living with my parents and in college. And my account got hacked, and then they were botting on my account, and then eventually got banned, and then it got banned again, and then it got permabanned because they would be on it botting when I wasn't on it, like when I was sleeping and shit. So that turned me off of the game for a long time, and then we came to where we are now, and I'm on it. This is like the one game I've been dedicating a lot of time to. Yeah. When I first started playing it, dude, I was like no life McGee. Like, I would get home from work, play the game until I go to bed, and then repeat for like a couple months. And so that was like everything. And now I'm playing it a much more like healthy amount. You know, an hour or two, a couple hours a day, and whenever I podcast.
Yeah, I've definitely gotten there with a couple games. Like, back in the day, like, Minecraft for a while, and then, like, Terraria, like, one summer, like, holy crap. Like, I would put, like, 8 hours sometimes in, like, in a day. Like, it was crazy.
Yeah, man. Dude, that's how I was in high school with Minecraft and Skyrim.
Yeah.
And The Binding of Isaac. Those three games were on repeat for me in high school.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, you guys have played Skyrim before, right?
I have not, actually.
What?
What the fuck's wrong with you?
Never played Skyrim.
It's such an experience.
I know, I still want to play it, but it's on Switch too, so.
Yeah, dude, you totally should play it. It's really, really fun.
Yeah, I will sometime.
I'm sure on Switch it'll be cooler. I always played it on PC whenever I played it because I'm like a PC master race, even though I've never had a gaming PC.
Yeah.
But I usually only play like the games that cost $30 because my PC can't run like AAA games.
Right, that's how I've always been too.
Yeah. Or Flash games. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
What about you, Kale? Have you been a console gamer your whole life?
For the most part. I originally, when I was, you know, growing up in Canada, my parents had a Nintendo 64.
Nice.
And it was a good time, you know, playing Mario and everything on there. And then, you know, moved down here. We had a regular PlayStation 2, or a regular PlayStation, and then when we got done playing that, we moved up to a PS2, and then that was a lot of fun. Some games that I played was probably Driver.
Dude, you played Driver 2?
Yeah.
Driver was such a fucking awesome game.
Yeah, it was a great game.
I need to play it again. All it is you drive.
Nice.
beep, motherfucker.
It was really fun, though. On PS1.
Yeah.
Huh. A good time.
And then... then we moved up to an Xbox 360. A regular Xbox. And, you know, playing GTA San Andreas and all that. All that good jazz. And then moved up to a 360. Been on there for about over 10 years. And, I had so many good memories on that. I remember when you could do stuff like when you watch Netflix, you could watch it with your friends. And when you do that, you could sit like an old movie theater and then they updated Netflix and you couldn't do that. It was the gayest shit. I swear.
You used to be able to do that?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yep. And like everything was so much easier to do than the Xbox One now, because on the Xbox One now you have all these freaking apps when you have them all running, or it's it makes your console freaking slow.
Having Netflix?
No, having just, you know, the way they have their interface set up. You can open an app and then you open another app and it makes your console slow as shit.
Well, yeah, that's like any device with multiple apps open.
Yeah. See, if I do that on my PS4, my PS4 doesn't do that.
It might have more processing power, better, like, structure for having multiple apps open or something.
But what I don't understand is with the new consoles, to buy a new hard drive, it costs like almost $100, which I hate.
It depends on how much storage you have. Well, because back... Not too long ago, storage wasn't as cheap as it is now.
Back in like the 360 days, it was like $50.
Yeah, but that was also a 360.
Yeah. Now, it's like a terabyte. That's like $50 or $200. Or if you have, like my buddy did, he reconfigured his 360 hard drive and put it on this his PS4, which you can do that. I have one. I'm thinking about doing that. So it saves me time. But
yeah,
I've thought about going to the PC Master Race. It's so expensive to build.
Yeah, but then you have a device that can do more than just play video games.
Oh, I know. I know. And, my neighbor builds them.
Yeah. And it's going to last you a pretty dang long time, and and you can upgrade like parts of it as needed.
Yeah.
Or, you know, as they wear down, you know, get a new graphics card, get a new CPU, like whatever it is that you need. You can just like take it apart, add the new piece.
Yeah.
And keep it going.
See, that's, I mean, I eventually want to get one for my game room. You know, it's pretty awesome.
Speaking of gaming, have you guys ever seen a really weird ass shower head like Kale's? Kale has this pot, this weird. So okay, when you imagine a stereotypical shower head, you imagine like it's like a circular shape with a lot of holes on it, and then it like sprays either down or out and to the side or out and you know into the basin of the shower or the tub, depending on what kind of situation you got in the bathroom. Right. Now, when you have Kale's, how that works is like you have the circular piece, and it's one of those detachable ones, so girls can like pleasure themselves in the bathroom.
Oh boy!
So it's you attach it, but the little like socket it sits in, like you know, you stick it in like a little metal piece that holds it up, and so that way it showers down on you. The little socket that holds it has shower spouts itself. So not only does it come out of this little removable device that you can, you know, spray water at any angle on yourself, but there's always also a continuous stream of water that comes out at you at like a horizontal angle. It's like parallel to the ground.
Weird.
So you have like three sources of water, the shower head itself, and then two different sources that spray you like directly in the face. It's so
an interesting setup.
It's so weird. Like I showered at Kale's house for the first time ever, like 2 weeks ago or something, and I haven't been able to get over it because I've never seen a shower head that looks like that.
I got it because I gotta wash my dog somehow.
That's why you got it.
Yeah.
Okay. So you didn't get it. Like hint hint wink wink at your fiance.
Yeah. Never even thought of that.
Dude, I'm sure she appreciates it.
I wouldn't know. Never brought up to me.
Yeah, well you might need to ask her.
I'll pass. So that ain't my business.
All right. So have you guys heard about what's going on with Blizzard?
Yes. I have.
No.
Can you explain to Kale here what's going on with Blizzard?
Yeah, so basically, I've read like one article on it, but I think I get the gist. Like, I guess there was like they had a Hearthstone tournament, and
what's Hearthstone?
So Hearthstone's like, from what I understand, it's one of their many games like Overwatch, but it's like a card-based type game.
It's kind of like Magic the Gathering.
Yeah, I think it's the biggest like digital card-based game probably. I can't think of a bigger name, but I mean, it's pretty typical. I mean, when it comes to esports with Blizzard, I mean, there's so much money in, you know, their games and stuff. So, I mean, you're this guy, and I want to say he's pretty young, like our age, like in the early 20s, and he won the tournament. I don't remember how much money it was for. I want to say $10,000. That feels low.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess basically what happened is, because for those who are informed and stuff, like there's been a lot of like protesting going on in Hong Kong, and to the people inside of China, because the Chinese media is like super duper like propaganda like, and so like even the Chinese people think the protesters are like bad people basically. But people in the United States are like pro Hong Kong protesters generally.
Mm-hmm.
But basically, what I want to say, the dude who won the tournament was Chinese actually, but I'm not 100% on that. But he basically just like he won the tournament and unrelated was like, yeah, I support the protesters in Hong Kong or whatever.
He said, liberate Hong Kong, revolution of our age.
Yeah.
And then the stream, like, cut to commercial right away.
Oh, okay. So he actually said it on stream.
Yeah, he said it.
Okay.
On stream.
Yeah, and so I guess they basically made him forfeit the money at that point, and it's kind of a ridiculous thing, but that's basically what happened.
Yeah, Blizzard took back the $10,000 that he should have won.
Yeah, I mean he still won the fucking tournament.
Yeah,
right.
But they took it back.
Yeah, sort of fucked up. My opinion.
Right. So what some people, what I saw a meme about it earlier today. Some people are like, they're gonna make some of the characters of that game or of other Blizzard games, like they're gonna like put them in clothing that says, yeah, like, we need, like, Hong Kong needs to be liberated. So, like, they're going to do it enough to the point where, like, the Chinese media will be like, okay, or the Chinese government will be like, okay, we need to censor all of Blizzard's games because, like, they just don't want those games to be played at all in China. So that way Blizzard takes a huge financial blow from, you know, taking, you know, essentially taking China's side in the whole matter.
Yeah, that's good.
I think that would, if that were to ever happen, that would be a completely incredible, amazing event to witness. That,
yeah,
that, like, the Chinese government completely ban a whole company's products that, and with as many consumers of that product there are in China, simply because they want to spread, like, keep their propaganda under control.
Yeah, but I mean, they just, I mean, it's been a pretty big week for that too, right? Because you've heard the South Park thing too.
Yeah, that's another, like, thing.
They will ban, you know, and so I think that's a great idea.
Yeah, I mean, just because, I don't know. Like, what is there to gain from doing that for Blizzard? Like, if you think about it long term, not just short term, but long term, like, you're going to get all of this hate from all of these people outside of China that also participate in these tournaments, that play the games, that, you know, they're not going to appreciate it, since it seems like a vast majority of people in the world are like, if you control, you know, the media, you're probably a bad person to do it to the extent,
yeah,
that China does it. Like,
I'm positive that from their standpoint, they didn't, I don't know how, but somehow they didn't realize, like, there was going to be all this backlash, and they thought they were just, like, they were trying to do, like, the short-term good to, like, silence what was coming, because they're so fucking nervous about losing money. I mean, that's the same situation that a lot of companies have been in. They're putting money over message, you know?
Yeah.
And so they felt like silencing this one guy, basically, effectively, would, like, I don't know, like, make China feel like Blizzard's on their side, which is an awful fucking thing.
Yeah.
If that's what Blizzard's goal was, but I don't, how else do you read that, right? Like,
you're a video game company, dude. You're not a political activist, you know?
Yeah.
Why would you take any side in literally anything political,
but
like that?
You do have freedom of speech to say whatever you want.
Not in China. No. Not in China. In the United States, yeah, but this is an international company. This is a company that has people in, like, basically third world countries, not calling China one, but they're, you know, they're people that play their games in all of these different countries. It's not, yeah, just like a United States company where we do have the freedom of speech.
Yeah, and I mean, Blizzard didn't personally have to say anything.
Yeah, no.
You know, Blizzard didn't have to come out in support of the Hong Kong protest. That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but
it was just the one person.
To stop the one guy from saying it is not a good look, regardless.
Yeah.
You know.
But how do they know he was going to say that, though? How can you stop that?
That's exactly our point. Like, they it wasn't their words. It was the words of someone who plays their game.
See, it was probably smart to go to commercial right away, but it would have been smarter just to
let him off. Yeah, to let him keep the money and chew him off stage and be like, okay, that guy's crazy now, and then move on, rather than, you know,
yeah,
rescind the money. And, you know, what is the Chinese government going to do? Send a hit squad out for all of Blizzard? You know how obvious that would be?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
That's the part that's bullshit. It's like what happened, not exactly, but like when that the interview movie came out.
Oh, yeah.
People got fucking scared of North Korea. It's like, you give them fucking power by doing shit like this, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you literally let them win by allowing them to take hold, like, in countries other than their own where they're already doing shitty things, you know? Now they have some sway here. Why?
Ridiculous. Now you don't even hear anything about Korea, because we all know why, but I ain't gonna say.
I have no idea what you possibly could have meant by that statement.
No, I don't either.
Okay, so I witnessed it on TV.
Trump talked down to Korea, and Korea hasn't done anything since. What I'm saying.
I feel like still testing missiles. I feel like that isn't the first time that's happened.
I know. Well, no, it was the first time that Trump, or a president of the United States, has ever been to North Korea to actually meet the Korean president on his land.
He's not a president.
Or prime minister. What the fuck is leader?
he's like their god.
Puppet. Yeah.
Their god.
Yeah.
Or something.
But ever since then, you haven't heard much about North Korea trying to shoot us with missiles or stuff like that.
I don't know what you're trying to glean from this, but
I'm saying that people were scared of Korea because of a movie. Now we're not, because we don't hear much about them.
We were scared before. We've
always been scared, and we're still going to be scared.
I don't think it's that we're scared. It's like, imagine we are an adult, and we're a teacher at an elementary school, and then one of the kids is like, I'm going to hit my teacher with my toy. You know, the teacher's going to watch out for the kid so he doesn't get smacked unsuspectedly, but ultimately, the teacher's going to have the upper hand in the fight. You know, I don't think it would. It's that we're scared. It's that we're wary.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, it's still in the back of our mind that that's going to happen. Like, that could still happen.
Yeah, I mean, anytime like some unstable person or country has nuclear weapons, yeah, it's going to make people nervous, because that is like, I mean, yes, we win the war against North Korea should that ever happen, but like that's not a price you want to pay, you know.
Yeah.
You can find
anyway.
A way to, like, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, sorry we're interrupting you, Chandler. We should probably change the topic because we don't want to create
tension. Don't want to get too political here.
Yeah. Sure. Anyway, my next thing I want to talk about is, what are your goals for this podcast? And how, or no, not how do you want to achieve them, but how do you think it's possible, I would say?
Well, if we're doing smart goals, it's going to be possible.
Yeah.
But if we're doing, like, I dream of this, that's going to be a lot harder to do.
Sure. Yeah.
I can't remember. You guys... This is like a big thing in business school. Setting smart goals for both yourself and your organization.
It's an acronym. S
is
measurable.
T is time based. A is achievable. R is. I'm just gonna have to look this up here one sec, because this is gonna bother me.
So I'll start with like a goal of mine. Okay, so. One goal I have is I want to eventually set up a whole podcast room. Like, I want to turn my game room, still have it as a game room, but like still have it as a podcast room. Right? So, like, I want to add these things to the walls that make the room quieter. I can't remember what they're called, but
it's soundproof.
Yeah,
soundproofing it. And then, you know, because, you know, everyone comes back here to town. And I want to get like a little. Cheap table, like you can get at Walmart for like $20, right? So,
yeah.
And I was doing research. I don't want the super expensive mics, but like there's mics that you can literally buy $30. That's like a studio mic, and it still works as a studio mic.
Yeah.
That's what I hope to achieve. Like, to where if they're in town, I don't have to worry about, we don't have to go on our phones, just do a podcast. Say, like, if someone like Robbie's out of town still, and yet you have like Logan and Chandler here, and then you're here and I'm here, then you go.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like that's a possible goal.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I think the one goal that I have now, besides having fun, because that's like the main reason why I'm doing it, doing this whole podcast thing, is to get one active listener. If we can get one person that listens to every podcast, I think that would be pretty neat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know how it would tell. I think by social media we'd probably tell, but...
It doesn't say, like, how many active listeners we have or anything?
It says, like... I think it's established listeners. I don't know. I don't remember. I'll have to look on it. I'll probably let you know.
Yeah, we'll touch base on that later.
But someone the other day, I did check it last night before I went to bed. We did go from 6 to 8. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo.
8 listens?
Yeah.
Dang.
So I've been looking at like Facebook groups, and I joined the Anchor community app, or not app, the Facebook group. So it helps me where I can promote our podcast, get tips, do tricks, look at other people's stuff. There's people like with 50,000 fucking total plays and views, and it's like, holy shit.
That's wild, man.
I can imagine that ad revenue. Holy cow.
It's not about the money, man.
I know.
It's about having a good time.
I know. But
if we start making money,
then... Yeah, we'll talk about that another time.
Yeah,
I'm still trying to figure that out because I don't want to piss anybody off.
Of course.
But I'm a person who likes making everybody happy.
Right.
But Chandler, you got a goal? I mean, you're new, but
yeah, I just haven't thought about it that hard.
Let's say this becomes a popular podcast. What would be a goal of yours?
I don't know. I guess if people I know like it, then that's all I like, and I'm having a good time. Like, I guess I don't have any like concrete, like super good smart goals or anything. hopefully I can like at least do like every other one, like, because I'm pretty busy. But
yeah,
I guess that's a smart goal.
A smart, by the way, stands for specific. Measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-based.
Okay.
I always forget specific and relevant, but I always remember measurable, achievable, and time-based.
Another goal of mine, I want to get my fiance involved in this because I just feel like she want, you know, I want to give her something that she'd be proud of doing.
Right. And it's good to have a creative outlet. Like, I mean, I have multiple now. I write poetry. I play guitar. I'm playing piano. I sing, and I do those three things all at the same time, or like depending on which instrument I'm playing. And then I podcast, and I started writing music more. Like, I wrote a song last Saturday, which is pretty cool.
Really?
Yeah, dude. I'll never show anyone that. I might show someone that. I don't know. But and I've written music before. I've written another song previously as well.
We should create an intro song.
Dude, no.
Why?
I'm not good enough at piano to do a jingle. Chandler's good enough at piano.
Oh, we can do jingle, guitar.
But it's the matter of like creating it. Creating it is the hard part.
Yeah.
Like playing it itself is, you know, I can learn how to do that. Chandler already can do it. But it's finding the right sounding jingle. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, the one I made is pretty good for now.
It's like, I mean, taking like a sample from like a royalty-free, you know, song or something is one thing. But actually synthesizing the music itself is the hard part. Some people are really good at improvising, and they just improvise until they find something that works. Other people like to like, I want it to sound like this, and then they build it using music theory and structure it, and they know what it sounds like, but they've never even played it before. So there's different ways to go about creating the music itself, you know?
Yeah.
So there's, I don't know, there's a lot to music, Kale.
I don't know.
So, and if I played something on guitar, I don't know, I would need to dive back into music theory and figure some stuff out. Or just improvise something until something sounds good, I guess. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, Chandler, when's the last time you practiced some music theory?
Music theory, fuck, man. It's been a long goddamn time.
Same. Same.
Yeah, I'd hope that had I gone to L, they were going to have music theory classes, but it's just not a thing here.
To Lincoln?
Yeah, if I would have gone to Lincoln.
Gotcha.
They have like a music theory classes you can take, but they don't really have those here. So, and outside, I haven't done any like music theory studying outside. I just kind of, I just finally got my piano back, actually. My buddy Felipe was borrowing it like all summer.
Nice.
And I just got it back like a week or two ago, and that's been awesome.
Have you been playing? Have you been practicing?
Yeah, I have. That and ukulele as well.
Dude, I'm thinking about getting a uke soon.
Really?
Like a nice uke. Like something that's not more than, you know how they have the really shit ukes at music stores, like 20, 30 bucks?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm thinking about getting like, I don't know which one, if I want to get a tenor or a baritone or what, but I was thinking about getting like a
nicer. I know nothing.
Okay, so Kale, we're talking about something you don't know about now. Last episode, when Dalton was on, they were talking about Marvel and sports, and I didn't know.
You don't know anything about Marvel, Ricardo?
No, dude. Okay, I'll tell you all of the, you know, the MCU, the Marvel Cinematic Universe or whatever.
Yeah.
I've watched three of those movies. The first one.
What?
The first one is Iron Man. The very first one, the like, quote unquote, start of the of that universe. The next one I watched, Infinity War.
What the fuck?
Yeah. And then the next one I watched is Endgame.
And you were like, what the fuck?
Yeah, when I watched Infinity War, I watched it with like Katie, Colton, and Dalton. And like the whole time, I had no idea what the fuck was going on.
Yeah, you can't watch Infinity War without context.
Yeah, dude. So I was like asking questions the entire time. I was being like that dude, but I literally had no idea what was going on.
Yeah, well, when you're watching Infinity War, the context of only Iron Man, you have to. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I was like,
that's crazy.
You know, I was just asking all kinds of stupid questions. But anyways, so there are different voices, Kale. There are four basic voices in choir. There is an alto, a soprano, a tenor, and a bass. So if the soprano and the alto are girl voices, are female voices. Soprano is high and alto is low. And tenor and bass are the
boys.
Are the guys, the lads. Bass is obviously the low one, and tenor is the high one. Now they break down bass into bass and baritone. So bass is the lower, and baritone's like the middle. So when it comes to ukuleles and other, there are plenty of instruments that follow this same thing. They have like an alto or a tenor or a baritone ukulele. So like they just sound like deeper overall, because they're built a little bit differently. They're bigger, or they have longer necks, or whatever it is that changes that alters the sound of them. So that's why they're called that. So I don't know which kind of uke I wanted to get, Chandler. Which one do you have?
I actually have no idea.
I'm pretty sure you have a tenor, because it's pretty small.
Yeah, it is pretty small. It's pretty solid. It was like on sale, and I still paid like $80, but that's why it has like the amp plug on it and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're probably right. I didn't do a lot of research before I bought it.
You were just like, oh, ukulele on sale, let's get it.
Yeah, it sounded like a good time, and it is a good time.
Yeah. Did you ever end up getting calluses from playing a uke?
There was, like when I first got it and I was playing a shit ton, I did like a little
bit. Your fingers were hurting?
Yeah, like I could see, like I felt calloused a little bit, but not, I don't play it that often enough for it to keep happening.
Oh, gotcha. So you didn't ever pick them off. They just kind of stayed there.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah, when I play guitar, like if I played guitar for like an extended amount of time, because I only play acoustic, right. And I use the steel strings, my fingers will ache, but I'll still be able to play. They'll start hurting. They'll ache. I have calluses. I have like decently thick calluses. Been playing for a pretty decent amount of time now, but it still hurts over time. I mean, if I were playing on an electric, the action's a lot lower, which is the space between the fretboard and the strings is typically a lot lower on electrics. So you're putting less pressure on your fingertips in order to play a note. So if I were playing an electric, it probably wouldn't be so bad. But I don't know, man. I just love the convenience of an acoustic instrument where I can just like pick it up and then immediately play something. I don't have to set up an amp or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, I was thinking about getting a uke, my dude. I got a violin and gave that a try for a while, but that shit is hard.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like I would definitely need a teacher to teach me how to play violin. Whereas guitar is a lot. Because there's no frets. Right. On a ukulele, there's frets. On a guitar, there's frets. They do make fretless ones, but still. Violins come with no frets because you have all of the room to like do like, I don't know what you would call it on a violin. I guess it still would be like a hammer-on or a slide. But
right.
I just recently figured out a way to make me sound way better on guitar than I really am. So I was going to give that a show at my birthday party this Saturday.
Remind me to bring earplugs.
Remind me to take away your beer.
Oh, okay. I'll bring my own beer.
That's cool.
Joke's on you. Goddamn. I'm just kidding.
So yeah, Kale, you should get a musical instrument. Maybe. Dude, you could totally get a ukulele. You can get a cheap one. That'd be fun. Ukes are fun.
Through the window.
It's not like that.
Dude, it's absolutely not like that. If you can play chords, if you can learn like the basic chords, like C, D, F, and F minor, A and A minor, E and E minor, G.
Man, you guys got so fucking offended when I started doing that.
Well, nah, not really. It's just that we don't want you to have a misconception.
I know.
If you can learn all the basic chords, you know, then you can play like about any song that you know. It's super cool. Same with
on the topic of piano. Chords, like. I've been listening to a bunch of La La Land lately.
Like, yeah.
Just, I just keep listening to the fucking soundtrack.
It's good.
It's fucking really
it's
good.
It's super good.
It's super good. But I've been trying to learn how to play some of them on piano and ukulele and stuff. And the song, it's like, I don't know, in the earlier part of the movie where they're first like meeting and they're singing on, it's called Lovely Night or something.
Yeah, I love that song.
Yeah, that the song starts with a augmented chord followed by a diminished chord.
Really?
Yeah.
I can't imagine what that would sound like. Like where in the song that is.
It's right at the beginning, like right when Ryan Gosling starts singing.
Here,
I can actually just play it.
The lights are turning on.
It's like this.
I can hear that in the song now, because it goes
it's
like
crazy.
Do 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 do. Because I don't think it plays the chord, the whole chord. I think it plays pieces of it. So you've learned that song.
Yeah.
It's called A Lovely Night.
It's great.
I take it you know City of Stars then.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Dude, City of Stars. I practice that every day. That's one of my like daily practice songs.
That's been mine too for ukulele.
So do you sing it at the same time too, or do you just strum the chords?
Yeah, I sometimes do both.
I'm telling you, Kale, it's super cool when you get an instrument. I can't remember the definition of it, but it's like an instrument where you can play multiple notes at the same time. Like a guitar, like a ukulele, like a violin. But I can't remember what it's called. It's like a woodwind instrument, like an oboe or a clarinet. You can only play one note at a time.
Uh-huh.
Normally. Then there's good instruments like string instruments or keyboards, pianos, percussion, whatever, that you can play like multiple notes. Those are the ones that you can like really like do a lot of stuff with as a solo artist. You know, like if I knew how to play saxophone, it would be a lot harder for me to be a solo artist than it would be if I played guitar, I would think. Because I think you would have to have either a backing track or another like person playing with you, so you could have like an arrangement or like an be a part of an orchestra or another band. Whereas like a solo person playing guitar, you can like play guitar and that's the only thing and sing on top of it.
Yeah.
That's the same thing with piano. Like you can do that too. All you need is a keyboard. You can do that and do comedy like Bo Burnham.
Oh yeah.
He's fucking funny.
Yeah. So.
This is me strongly peer pressuring you, Kale, to get in a musical instrument. It's cool.
I do have a guitar in the closet.
I thought that you left that at your parents' house.
No, this is Maya's.
Oh, she has a guitar?
Yeah, electric.
You have had a guitar at your house all this time.
Yeah, an amp.
You never told me about it.
Yeah, and an amp.
Why didn't you tell me about it? You know how often I would be like, hey, dude, can I play your guitar?
I forget about it.
Oh my God, Kale.
That's funny.
I will... Okay, this Friday, I will teach you guitar. I will dedicate a portion of my life to teach you guitar, Kale. I am dead serious.
If I have time.
If you have time.
Yeah, I'm going to be busy in the next couple of days.
Next couple of days. I'm talking, we will dedicate.
We're talking life, buddy.
I'm talking, we're 50 and we are the new Tenacious D, you and I.
Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ.
You'll be Jack Black. And since I'm older, I'll be Kyle Gass. Speaking of those two guys, I recently rewatched their Hot Ones episode. Have you guys ever seen Hot Ones?
I have. I've not seen theirs, but I've seen Hot Ones.
Dude, I'm really, really into that idea. The idea of
it's Hot a Ones, good idea
for sure. Like I was binging it before we did this, before we started the podcast.
Yeah, I've seen a couple.
Yeah, I definitely am into that. I've been getting really, really into like the online talk show / podcast thing recently.
Oh yeah,
yeah. I started getting into the H3 podcast, and then
I've seen some of those.
Yeah, those are pretty dang high quality.
Hey, so I just had an idea for a podcast.
What's up?
And that this would be kind of cool. What if we did an episode here and there of someone coming on the show eating hot wings, and we just talk, just eating hot wings.
That's like, isn't that exactly like Hot Ones though?
Yeah, but they ask a bunch of questions.
That's exactly what Hot Ones.
Oh, what? That's okay. Let me rethink this.
I thought that was the joke he was making.
I didn't. No, I could tell he wasn't joking.
Oh.
Well, no, I'm actually having an idea. We can do something kind of cool like that, but like not copy them actually.
Oh, okay.
But I don't know what it'd be. We'll just have to think about it.
Are we cutting this out or are we keeping
this in? No, we're keeping this in.
Okay, so let's meet back on that at a later time.
Yeah.
To discuss. Well, we'll figure out. We can figure out like a special episode, like every 10 episodes we do this,
and then we do like that. A game or something. But that's But anyway, continue. Sorry for cutting you out there.
No, it's cool. I was pretty much done. I was just saying, yeah, guys, watch this stuff. It's cool.
Yeah, those are pretty funny.
So. This has been the Real Cool Lads Podcast. My name's Kale.
I'm Ricardo.
And I'm Chandler.
And don't forget to drink a beer. Fucking Christ.
We'll see you guys later.
leave that in.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.